Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. And now, the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. If you don't have high blood pressure, you're not overweight, and you exercise regularly, you may think you don't have to worry about salt. Well, think again. A major study based on data from more than 12,000 adults took into account all those risk factors for death from heart disease. The researchers found that while a diet high in sodium, salt being the main source, increases your risk, even more important is the ratio of sodium to potassium in one's diet. People whose diets had a high sodium to potassium ratio were nearly 50% more likely to die from any cause and more than twice as likely to die from heart disease as those whose diets had a low sodium to potassium ratio. High levels of sodium in a diet raise blood pressure by stiffening arteries, which contributes to heart disease and stroke. Potassium, on the other hand, reduces pressure in arteries, lowering the risk of hypertension. What can you do to keep your sodium-potassium ratio level? The answer is easy. Eat fewer processed foods, especially processed meats, and eat more fresh fruits and vegetables that are low in sodium. Increase your potassium intake by eating foods such as cantaloupe, bananas, oranges, grapes, blackberries, yogurt, leafy greens, and sweet potatoes. And for our next story, deadly flu virus made even more dangerous. A research group in Rotterdam has taken one of the most dangerous flu viruses ever known and made it even more dangerous. What shocked the researchers was how easy it had been. Just a few mutations was all it took to make the virus go airborne. If this flu were to develop the ability to spread from person to person, scientists fear that it could cause the deadliest flu pandemic in history. The discovery has led advisors to the United States government, which paid for the research, to urge the details to be kept secret and not published in scientific journals to prevent the work from being replicated by terrorists or hostile governments. Journal editors and scientists, who usually insist on their freedom to share information, are taking the recommendation seriously. Some biosecurity experts have even said that the scientists should not have been allowed to create such a deadly germ in the first place. It has to make you wonder if some of the big pharmaceutical companies are behind these kinds of experiments so they can peddle some more vaccinations. And when I come back, we'll look at how broccoli stops cancer cells, and what if your doctor was shopping online during your surgery?
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic at 781-942-7121. Now back to the news.
New findings suggest that sulforaphane, or SFN, a compound abundant in broccoli, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, and other cruciferous veggies, might help prevent or treat breast cancer by blocking the creation of cancer stem cells. A University of Michigan team reports that SFN killed cancer stem cells and prevented new tumors from growing, both in mice implanted with human breast cancer cells and in cultured breast cancer cells. Daily injection with SFN for 2 weeks reduced a key kind of cancer stem cell by more than 50%. The concentrations of SFN used in the study were higher than what can be achieved by eating broccoli, broccoli sprouts, or other cruciferous vegetables. Although broccoli extracts are available in capsule form, their composition and SFN levels may vary widely. For now, just remember that the best source of SFNs is your diet, and don't let anyone tell you differently. And for our last story, it is illegal to text while driving, but what if you're a doctor in surgery? For the most part, technology has greatly benefited the field of medicine. There is a concern, however, that medical professionals are getting distracted by all the devices that are readily available, especially in operating rooms. Nowadays, doctors are surrounded by computers, phones, and iPads, even during surgery. You would hope that doctors would refrain from using phones and the internet for personal use while working, but that doesn't seem to be the case. 55% of technicians who monitor bypass machines acknowledged to researchers that they had talked on cell phones during heart surgery. Half said they had texted while in surgery. A malpractice lawyer in Denver recently represented a patient who was left paralyzed after surgery when the neurosurgeon was distracted during the operation when using a wireless headset to talk on his cell phone. Phone records showed that the doctor made at least 10 calls during the procedure, many of them personal. While iPads are fantastic study tools for med students, more schools are instructing students not to let such devices get in the way of their work. A hospital in Oregon has established a policy to make operating rooms quiet zones, banning any activity that was not focused on patient care. You may think that these measures are just common sense, but let's hope that all hospitals follow this lead. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.